Now, Russia has signed a deal to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu says the decision was taken after what he called a sharp escalation on Russia's borders.
The Republic of Belarus was and remains our true ally and a reliable partner. Today, we stand together against the collective West, which leads an undeclared war against our countries.
Let's speak to journalist Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow. Yulia, so how does the Russian side explain the deployment of tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus?
So, Defense Minister Shoigu said the decision to deploy Russia's non-strategic nuclear weapons onto the territory of Belarus has been dictated by the activity of NATO's nuclear missions. So, Russia and Belarus had to take retaliatory measures. According to the minister, the two countries have begun implementation of the things. The Belarusian side has already received the Iskander missile system capable of using both conventional and nuclear weapons. Some Belarusian aircraft have already been modified to use the nuclear weapons, and Belarusian servicemen have undergone special training. At the same time, Russia will not give control over its nuclear weapons to Belarus, and Moscow, not Minsk, will make decisions regarding the use of the weapons. The deployment decision was first announced by President Vladimir Putin back in March.
Russia also not happy with an investigation into the Nord Stream pipeline attack. Tell us more about that.
The Russian Foreign Ministry expressed its protest about the complete absence of results in the investigation. That's according to them, of course, presumably carried out by the authorities of all of those countries. We're talking about Germany, Denmark and Sweden. We obviously talk about the investigation regarding the sabotage at the Nord Stream gas pipelines in September 2022. The Foreign Ministry also noted the inability of those countries to ensure the transparency of the investigative actions. Russia demanded to conduct an open investigation with the participation of representatives of the Russian authorities and the authorities of Gazprom, but those demands and no's have been ignored. Russia also claimed those countries for trying to hide true perpetrators of the crime. And at the same time, the Russian Foreign Ministry expressed hope to continue to influence the authorities of Germany, Denmark and Sweden to make them conduct an objective and transparent investigation of the sabotage on the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, with the participation and involvement of Russia, of course.
Yulia, thanks for that. Yulia Shapovalova, reporting from Moscow.